Hi, I'm Monty Larrick. I interviewed David DeLeiden before the recent Thomas More Society banquet. Following Mr. DeLeiden's comments, I'll be joined by David Smith and two special guests. We'll discuss Planned Parenthood and the 40 Days for Life campaign. David DeLeiden has the inside story on Planned Parenthood. He's the man behind the release of all those shocking undercover videos. Mr. DeLeiden, what does the public still need to know about Planned Parenthood?
You know, there's a couple of things. I think the biggest thing is that the story is not over yet, and the scandal and the controversy over Planned Parenthood's illicit trafficking in the body parts of aborted children is not over by a long shot. Planned Parenthood, mainly because of their incredible lack of transparency about this issue over the past year, has really guaranteed that the controversy is going to continue and that the story is going to continue to have legs. Still, so far, you know, it's been over a year at this point. Planned Parenthood still has refused to admit to the public exactly how many of their affiliates were participating in harvesting and selling the body parts of aborted children. They've refused to admit the exact amount of money that they've received over the past 5 years from their business partners, biotech companies like Stem Express or ABR that partner with them to harvest and sell the body parts. And they've refused to say what, if any, kind of disciplinary measures have been taken against the senior-level Planned Parenthood leadership that is shown on those tapes negotiating the harvesting and sale of aborted baby body parts.
Your work against Planned Parenthood has gotten you into a lot of legal trouble. What's your legal status?
You know, I don't know if I would call it a lot of legal trouble so much as a lot of alleged legal trouble or a lot of accusations and even some pretty outrageous actions taken by corrupt political cronies of Planned Parenthood. Some of your viewers might be familiar with the really bogus sham indictments that came down in Harris County in Texas from a runaway grand jury that was improperly colluding with Planned Parenthood's attorney, even while Planned Parenthood was supposed to be the one who was under investigation. Ultimately, when that entire mess was brought before a judge, the entire case was thrown out. So my legal status is, I have to say, a little bit better than Planned Parenthood and their business partners right now. Stem Express, which is one of the biggest biotech companies that Planned Parenthood has worked with in the past 5 years, was just charged with contempt of Congress because they've failed to comply with lawful subpoenas. So my legal status is fine. I've been vindicated as innocent until proven guilty. Planned Parenthood and their business partners, though, it's looking worse and worse for them as more and more details come out.
What was it like for you to go home at night after spending the day investigating the abortion industry?
That's a really good question. You know, part of undercover work requires a lot of, there's a lot of dissociation. There's a lot of it that you have to sort of keep yourself separate from and not enter into the feelings of it too deeply while it's happening. So there wasn't really a whole lot of time for reflection like that during the undercover work itself. Afterwards is when it would get more difficult. Watching some of the tapes, you know, play back, you know, months afterwards, you know, especially I remember watching some of the videos that we took inside the path labs of some of the different Planned Parenthood clinics, actually inside the back room laboratory, which is where they process the body parts and process the dead babies after the abortions. And watching that footage again, you know, a lot of the memories, a lot of the feelings of being there in the moment come back to you. It's almost like a PTSD kind of moment. You remember the smell, you remember the feeling of that room. You remember looking at these little broken body parts of the children that were just killed freshly that day in the clinic. It's definitely, you know, there's definitely a whole mix of emotions that can come with doing that kind of work. What's important, I think, is going into it, you have to have your foundations really sturdy. You have to know what you're about and what, you know, what you're there to do. It's a difficult thing to describe. That's a good question.
Planned Parenthood is still being funded by taxpayers. So have your efforts been worth it? How would you describe it?
The project has been an incredible success over the past year and three months or so, year and a half. close to 20, I think it's 26 now, 26 different states, so more than half the country, have moved in some way to strip taxpayer funding from Planned Parenthood and reassign that to mainstream, full-spectrum, non-abortion community health centers. At least 16 of those states have done so successfully, so that's about $33 million that's been removed from Planned Parenthood, $33 million taxpayer dollars in the past year. For the first time ever in history, we were able to put a bill on the president's desk, Congress was able to put a bill on the president's desk to completely defund Planned Parenthood of all of their $500 million taxpayer dollars and reassign it to mainstream pro-life community health centers. The only reason that bill is not law right now, the only thing standing in the way of Planned Parenthood losing half of their income overnight is the signature of a president or the veto of a pro-abortion president. That's the only reason that bill didn't pass, is because the Obama administration vetoed it. And certainly Planned Parenthood is on the defensive in more places now than they ever have been in their entire nearly 100 years of history. So the controversy isn't over by a long shot, and I think that the more and more details continue to come out about how Planned Parenthood was running their baby body parts program, I think it's going to look worse and worse for them.
Well, beyond voting to defund Planned Parenthood, are there any other firm actions Congress could take against the organization?
Definitely. So the House of Representatives Energy and Commerce Committee a year ago formed their Select Investigative Panel, which has the task of conducting actually the only full-spectrum, comprehensive, nationwide audit of the market in aborted baby body parts. They just voted to hold STEM Express, one of Planned Parenthood's biggest business partners, in contempt of Congress because they've been refusing to turn over the financial records that would prove that they and Planned Parenthood profited off of the sale of body parts and how much they did so by. That committee is continuing to conduct a very thorough investigation. They're building the criminal case against Planned Parenthood and their business partners. They've so far confirmed everything that CMP alleged in our undercover videos, but even gone even deeper and found that the wrongdoing was actually more widespread and more serious than anybody ever imagined initially. Not only was Planned Parenthood profiting off of the sale of body parts and conspiring to do so with their business partners, but they were also using fraudulent and invalid consent forms to pressure their patients to give permission to harvest the body parts. And they also engaged in a five-year-long, and this is a direct quote from the panel's interim report, a five-year-long, quote, systematic violation of patient privacy laws under HIPAA. Basically, Planned Parenthood opening up their private medical files to unlicensed, untrained contractors, literally off the street from Craigslist, working for STEM Express. Planned Parenthood opened up the private patient medical files to them so that STEM Express would be able to target the patients most likely to yield the high-quality body parts that they needed for sale to fulfill their orders that day. So it's highly significant, the findings of the panel thus far, and they're building the criminal case against Planned Parenthood.
As you know, Hillary Clinton has close ties to Planned Parenthood. Exactly where Donald Trump stands on the organization is a little iffy. How do you size up, from your perspective, the presidential race?
Sure. Well, it looks pretty clear to me, and I think it looks pretty clear to most Americans. Hillary Clinton was endorsed by Planned Parenthood even before the Democrat primary was over, which is a completely unprecedented move for Planned Parenthood. They've never endorsed a presidential candidate in a presidential primary before. So that's pretty extreme and pretty telling on Planned Parenthood's part. Donald Trump has says he's pro-life and has made some pretty significant assessments about Planned Parenthood funding and the fact that really taxpayer money should not be going to the biggest abortion provider in America, so long as they remain the biggest abortion provider in America. So I'm not here to endorse anybody. That's not my role in anything. But I think that the facts kind of speak for themselves, and I think that most Americans are pretty clearly aware of the fact that Hillary Clinton is one of the most pro-abortion candidates that we've ever seen, and Donald Trump is pro-life.
What advice would you have for people of faith before they vote this November? What would you say to them from your pro-life perspective?
I think it's important to and I don't say this as advice on how to vote, but I think it's just important for everyone to take seriously the responsibility that comes with being a citizen, that comes with being a voter, and to think to try and think and see really, really clearly what the stakes are and the difference that your vote could make on the national scale. And that would be my advice.
And what's next for David Dalyden moving forward?
Well, there's going to be a really big court battle in front of the appeals court regarding a gag order that a federal judge in San Francisco put in place about the undercover videos that CMP filmed at the National Abortion Federation annual meetings. NAF is basically the biggest trade group of abortion providers in North America. It's about 50% Planned Parenthood. Some of the most shocking and most damning video footage that we filmed undercover comes from the NAF meetings that we attended. There's currently a gag order from the federal judge preventing the release of those videotapes, which are about 50% of everything that we ever filmed. But that is being appealed up to the appeals court, and we hope for a successful ruling there. If we do, we'll be able to start releasing another video a week pretty soon. That footage will be very significant.
Could it conceivably be released before the election?
Probably unlikely, given the timeline of the courts and all of that. But we'll see.
Dave Dalyden, thank you so much. Thank you for your work. God bless you, and God bless your work.
Thank you so much.
Dave and I will begin our conversation with our guest after this. This is an Illinois Family Institute, illinoisfamily.org update. One of the leaders of the National Black Pro-Life Coalition is encouraging volunteers to pray outside clinics for women, their unborn babies, and for an end to abortion during the 40 Days for Life campaign.
You will meet so many other people who can help guide you, who can mentor you, or who can stand alongside of you and support you.
Babette Holder is also urging African-American voters to choose pro-life candidates this election.
If we continue on the path that we are being pro-choice, we are going to be no longer a good number and volume and a voice in America.
Find out where the candidates stand on life and other issues. Visit illinoisfamily.org. This is an Illinois Family Institute, illinoisfamily.org update. There's an easy way to be an informed voter. Visit ilvoterguide.com. ilvoterguide.com is a comprehensive online voter guide that rates the candidates on a 7-point scale from very conservative to very liberal. ilvoterguide.com lets you know where the candidates stand on life, taxes, and other key issues, who's funding the candidates' campaigns, and who's endorsing them. Before you vote, visit ilvoterguide.com. That's ilvoterguide.com. Hello, thanks for joining us on Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick. I'm joined by David Smith, the Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute. We are welcoming Karen Hayes to Illinois Family Spotlight. Karen is the former State Director of Concerned Women for America. She is an Illinois Family Institute board member. We're also welcoming Donna Melody with the 40 Days for Life campaign.
In Orland Park.
Hi, Monty.
Hi.
We're glad to be here.
Karen, what's your reaction to David Dalyden's comments to IFI and his undercover work in general?
Well, thank the Lord for people like David who heard what he was supposed to do and went and did it. I've heard him speak before. I just very much admire what he did, because it's only going to take a light that is shining on what's going on in these back rooms of these facilities that Planned Parenthood operates. Abortion mills, exactly, Dave. And it's going to take a light to shine on that, to expose that, to reveal it out to the public. Otherwise, no one's going to know exactly what's going on.
No, and Ephesians 5:11, one of my favorite verses, tells us what? Have nothing to do with the evil works of darkness, but rather expose them. And that's it. You're talking about the light, exposing the wicked deeds of Planned Parenthood.
Exactly.
Donna, when you hear about the alleged sale of body parts from unborn babies, you find yourself asking, how could this happen in America?
Well, how long has it been going on in America, and how long have we been tolerating it?
Yeah.
Is another good question.
You're involved with the 40 Days for Life campaign. Tell us about that. What's actually taking place? I was out in Aurora at one of the events, and I know that it is a prayer campaign, prayer and fasting, mm-hmm. and folks dedicate time to pray outside abortion clinics.
Yeah.
When you hear David Lyden talk, mm-hmm. and you're outside praying outside an abortion clinic or some abortion business, does it give you added weight to your prayers to know what's actually going on?
Well, you know, you feel like you're up against a giant. And David was up against a giant in the Bible. But I think that God asks us to follow our heart and do what's right and take a stand. And I think we're going to be accountable if we don't. And to know what's going on, and after David really showed it to the world, what's going on in Planned Parenthood, to drive by a Planned Parenthood in my community and see that there's an opportunity to do something, to encourage others to do something, you know, that's where I jumped in.
Amen. And, yeah. You know, let me just jump in here real quick, because we have to recognize that this, first and foremost, is a spiritual battle, right?
Right.
And if we're not engaging, Scripture tells us, well, you know, that we're going to be facing these kind of things, that this philosophy that says it's okay to kill, dismember, or abort your child mm-hmm. In your womb, that comes from the pits of hell, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
And Scripture tells us that we have to be, we should fervently pray about these things, and it will avail much. Now, yeah. that's a mystery, right? Because we serve a sovereign God, mm-hmm. But yet he tells us and he wants us to pray, mm-hmm. and he can move, and he will move.
Yeah.
If his people are doing this.
Yeah, faith is small as a mustard seed.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so we can't worry about what others are thinking, right? We've
right.
got to get out there and do it. And what's so cool about 40 Days for Life is that you're doing it from 7 in the morning till 7 at night. You've got people out there every hour taking a shift, praying, right? And you want to talk to that?
Well, this is our first time in Orland Park.
Okay.
But all over the country in yes. over 270 cities and in 23 other countries besides the United States, this is going on. And they might have them manned 24 hours.
Okay. So you just said that this is the first time in Orland Park,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
So this is very cool. It's growing, right?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Where did it start? I don't even know where it started, but this is something that's happening every spring and fall mm-hmm. around the country, where Christians are coming out and praying in front of this abortion clinic. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the prayers vary. My prayers would be that the Lord would open the eyes to anyone that comes into that place,
yeah.
to what's going on.
And the people driving by.
And that he would see it closed.
Yeah.
And we even pray for the abortion workers, the staff.
Oh,
in
that's
there,
a great idea, Karen.
That, you know, sometimes are unwittingly involved in this horror. And there's been a lot of Planned Parenthood and other clinic staffers who have walked out.
Mm-hmm. It's all on their website, the numbers.
Yes.
I mean, so far this year, it's like over 230 or something.
That have walked away from
yeah,
doing or
babies
being
safe. They have all the numbers.
40daysforlife.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And one of the more celebs of the pro-life movement, Abby Johnson, was one of them.
That's yeah. right. And this is a result of, you
40
think,
Days for Life.
That the prayers of people
yes.
praying that what they're doing would be revealed to them, that the shackles would fall off their
right.
eyes, right?
Right?
The scales would fall off their eyes.
And
right.
they do.
And isn't that amazing?
It is.
Praise God.
And I just want to add, too, I'm a longtime activist.
Sure.
I love to see biblical principles promoted and protected in public policy work, and that's why I love Illinois Family Institute and why I worked for many years in Concerned Women for America. But I remember so well David Barton one time saying...
Of Wall Builders.
Always have loved David Barton and his work and that whole ministry. And he said once, and it just stuck with me all these years, if you're a prayer warrior, find yourself an activist. If you're an activist, find yourself a prayer warrior. And 40 days,
I like that.
40 days for life. I mean, some of us, I mean, we want to be both. But I know everybody's gifted different ways. And 40 days for life is an opportunity for activists and for definitely prayer warriors, and that's who we're appealing to. Prayer warriors, we need you out at these sites. We need you to sign up and be part of this, because there's the battle here, and there's the spiritual battle going on.
And we know God hears our prayers.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, I think it also sends a message to the general public that pro-life activists aren't a bunch of nuts.
I feel kind of crazy being out there at 7 in the morning,
right,
putting your signs out on the Grange Road.
I think it sends a sign out to these people that these people care.
That's right.
And they're out here on a rainy day, overcast conditions, cold, in the heat, and they're praying for life.
Yep. You know, my first of the 40 days over there on LaGrange, there's construction going on.
Yes,
so,
that's right.
So there's not really a nice public easement there.
No.
No, it's messy, it's dirty, it's gravel and mud
and
cement.
I bet there is a small segment who really think that we're nuts and that what we're doing is nothing. But you know what? We're not praying to those people, are we?
No.
There's an audience of one in heaven who is hearing our appeals, and that's what we're there for. And of course, we want to save those women and those unborn babies who are thinking or coming into the abortion clinic, right?
Well, can I just say the first day, though, my very first hour there of the 40 days?
Yes.
There was a woman that couldn't walk, and she was on one of those motorized scooters.
Yes.
She took a PACE bus, which is for special transit,
mm-hmm,
for those type of
in suburban
wheelchairs.
Chicago, yep.
And she was out there. And it was raining. She had a cape that would cover.
She was praying.
Covered herself, her chair, the whole thing, and she was out there praying.
All right. So now, if that doesn't convict, yes, exactly. Where I was
going
to go.
And I was so convicted just seeing her, and thinking, you know, this is going to be a long 40 days. But you know what? God keeps on. He uses me, even though I have all those thoughts, and it is a long 40 days, but. To see this lady, that she made her way out and took a bus. I don't even know what time she had to get up at to get over there and pray. So that was very encouraging.
That is encouraging, mm-hmm, to see others standing up, and that's a silent witness to the rest of the culture as well. We're standing for life. No, just because the Supreme Court in 1973 made this decision, mm-hmm, it didn't settle the issue.
Exactly.
Just like the gay marriage thing, they keep saying it's a settled issue. The Supreme Court has ruled, nope, it's not going away. Pro-lifers are growing in number because the truth is what matters.
Well, we need to step out and do something, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one other quick thing that I really enjoy being part of 40 Days with is that we're working through the local churches.
Yes.
And that, too. I mean, God uses us as partners in the work he has for us here. And the church, the body of Christ, meeting all these local pastors, talking to them, mm-hmm, getting to know them, even people of different denominations right at the site praying.
Right.
Such an encouragement.
Together.
And such unity that you're promoting through this.
And God is honored by that.
Absolutely.
And this is where the rubber meets the road,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
So praise,
yes,
God.
Amen.
Yep.
Well, I want to take it just a little bit more time here. 40 Days for Life officially ends November 6th.
Right.
But if you want to pray about
women and their unborn babies and for an end to abortion, you can do that year-round.
Right. Amen. We're going to continue our vigil once a month in Orland Park on the first and the third Mondays.
And 40 Days for Life comes around every spring and fall.
Yeah.
So there's always opportunity to sign up, find one in your community. Mm-hmm. We've had one in Orland Park. We've had one in Aurora.
Downers Grove.
Chicago. Ottawa.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So anyone listening to this, you have an area, you know, Peoria, Springfield, Collinsville, you know, listen up because this is available to you to do and get involved with.
The website is 40daysforlife.com.
40daysforlife.com.
And for people who can't get out legitimately, whether disabled or elderly, you can go and subscribe to the 40 Days for Life right online and get updates emailed to you with prayers. You can pray right at home, too.
Amen.
So there are going to be people that can't make it out to the sites, and we want them to be part of this prayer effort as well.
Karen Hayes and Donna Melody joining us here on Illinois Family Spotlight. Ladies, thank you so much. God bless your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.